If you're driving 60 miles an hour and you drive for 1 hour, how far do you end up traveling?
I don't know. I'm not good at math.
2 hours? 2 hours?
2 hours?
2 hours?
2 hours?
Projector systems are offline. Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
RSK, let it play, boy.
Blago. Man, this is The Rush with Kelvin Chaser, man. You know how we do it, man. Stop playing with me, man. You know who we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Donda. Man, you know, man, it's Yeezy. Man, this past week, Yeezy has been creating headlines. Now, before we continue, I ain't gonna lie, man. You know, I'm a champagne. I'm a Drake fan, man. You know how we do it. So, when I sound like I'm on a Drake side, please don't get me wrong. But I'm also a fan of Yeezy, man. You know what I'm saying? So, we're gonna talk about the Kanye and Drake beef. Man, that shit has been going over for 10 years now. Wait, 11 years, because it started in 2010. That's like the kind of longest beef I've ever seen, man. But anyway, man, you know how we do it in a champagne, man. You know, as I said before, we continue. I wanted to let you know that I'm a Drake fan, so please don't get me wrong when some of the facts about Drake's the charts. On the rise, man. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, man, this is The Rush with Kelvin Chaser, and welcome on today's episode. This is the Drake and Kanye West beef, man. And this is Freaky Friday. You know what I'm saying, man. Shit is freaky, man. You know what I'm saying. So we're gonna go to a quick break, and then when we come back, we're gonna go deep, man, because they've been creating headlines. Not to talk about Kanye leaking Drake's address. And you know, Drake fans decided to vandalize Kanye's childhood home. And we're also going to talk about that, man. So, man, see you after the break. Don't go anywhere, man. Make sure you like this episode and make sure you follow this podcast. Please follow my page on Facebook at Kelvin Chaser Music and follow my Instagram at I am Kelvin Chaser. And also follow me on Twitter, man, at Kelvin Chaser. You know what I'm saying, man. You already know how we do it, man. Stop playing with me. Get out of here, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Man, this shit is crazy, man. Every time it rings on my head, man, I feel like making a chant. I feel like making a thunder chant. Anyway, man, welcome to The Rush with myself, Kelvin Chaser. You know how we do it, man. Man, get out of here, man. Anyway, man, this is Freaky Friday edition, and it's Kanye and Drake beef, man. You know what I'm saying, man. Stop playing. I ain't gonna say that, man. Anyway, man, welcome to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, behold, artist of the decade, and Kanye Yee, the Yeezy man. You know, like, that shit confused me for a sec. Like, along the years, man, I thought they were cool. It was just a 2010 thing, but then it escalated on 2011 when Drake decided to take shots at Kanye. But anyway, it confuses me. Remember on Blessed, Drake and Kanye were on the same track. Really confused me. And then just this year, Drake was talking about Yee on... You know what I'm saying, man? On Scary Hours 2, when Drake was talking about going to Yeezy, confessing his sins, and he wouldn't believe it. On Once Knees and Once a track featuring Lil Baby. You know how we do it, man. You know, one time for champagne. Champagne. You know what I'm saying, man? Anyway, going on, man, it really confused me for a sec. And then in 2021, things got heated. You know, so let me take you back from 2010, man. You know, like, the conflict began as early as 2010 when Drake sampled verse. Drake's sample verse was cut from a final version of Kanye West's All of the Light song. So, you know, man, the champagne, the Canadian rapper brushed it off at first, but swearing it up and down that he was okay completely. But being slightly by Kanye West's creative eccentricity, as early as 2011, Drake was one throwing some shade on Jay-Z and Kanye's Watch the Throne, rubbing in his verse on DJ Khaled, I'm on One. So I'm just feeling like the throne is for the taking. Watch me take it. You know, that's Drake, man. You know what I'm saying? The not-so-friendly competition carried on until 2018, when things went down between Drake and Pusha T. The two were already established enemy by that point. And when West proceeded to stir the pot by producing Pusha T's diss track, Infrared, the record made digs at accusation that Drake uses ghostwriters. And I didn't believe it, man. How can Champagne use ghostwriters, you know, such as the lyric Penin, equally to Trump's winning? The hit, that hit hit a sore spot with Drake, who pointed out that it was hypocritical for West to help spread these allegations when he himself had previously recruited Drake as a ghostwriter. Damn. Fast forward 2021 and I'm proceeding. West wasn't exactly made the most popular decision. Mostly recently, he recorded a track for his latest album, Donda, called Life of a Party. Well, Life of the Party, I mean. Which made a dig at everyone's under the sun, including Virgil Abloh, Kid Cudi, and Drake himself. Although the song did not make the final version of the album, it did make Drake's next serious XM interview on September 3 a lot more interesting. You know what I'm saying, man? So anyway, Drake into the beef that ultimately let Pusha T drop in the bomb that he has a son. You know what I'm saying? But that isn't the only feud to come out of Donda. So, according to the numerous screenshots and live stories, West was apparently busy going around asking for feature verses only to leave them out of the final record. Kanye shady. Kanye shady, man. You know what I'm talking about. And on August 20, Drake jabbed at West on Trippie Redd's betrayal. West responded by sharing a group text thread railing against Ned Jackass, quoted, coming at him. He added Pusha T to the conversation, and many people assumed the name D in the thread referred to Drake himself. The next night, he posted and later deleted Drake's home address in Toronto. Drake similarly responded by posting video of himself laughing at his car. Man, like, just to think about it, man, I wonder what would have happened if he hadn't deleted that post about Drake's address. I mean, worse could happen. Anyway, moving on. As I said, Drake seemingly responded by posting video of himself laughing in his car. So the song 7 a.m. on Brittle Path, which is the Toronto neighborhood where Drake resides, which references tense text and address post and driving with emotions racing, Shaw seemed to imply he recorded it in response to his latest chapter of their beef, maybe even that very night. You know, so Drake just decided to make a song talking about Kanye on that song, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, even though Drake doesn't name names, but he also doesn't mince words from the jump. The song started off with lines secretly beefing me behind closed doors, but playing it peacefully for the streets to see. My Negro, let me say, have some decency. Don't move like a puto. Don't move like a puto. You know what I'm saying? From there, it's not hard to see, to read between the lines. 7 a.m. covers a lot of the same Drake typically threads when he goes at Kanye. Drake complains that Kanye tries to move the gold plow post, letting and me takes the rap for the Casper, the ghost shit, while you finding all of the loopholes, alludes to Pusha's grip around Drake's history of using songwriters. Man, you know, man, I'm a champagne, but sometimes I just feel like, you know, this beef has been going on and on and on, and it ain't been selling, but we'll see that. Cause like, even though Donda was released, Kanye claimed that Universal released the album without his consent, but even though it charted, so Drake, when he dropped Certified Lover Boy, I mean, the world was going crazy, you know. So when Drake announced his album Certified Lover Boy would finally arrive on September 3rd, goading Kanye West to push up his release date for Donda, he didn't just fuel the beef, you know what I'm saying? He set up a good old-fashioned chart battle. Weeks later, the results are in, leaving little question that he's that this round goes to Drake. You know, Certified Lover Boy, man. You know what I'm saying? So Certified Lover Boy debuted on the Billboard 200 with 613,000 units, the biggest showing in over a year since Taylor Swift Folk Law in July. That number came largely from streaming, with Drake earning 743.67 million streams of the album tracks, equivalent to 562,000 album units. You know what I'm saying? A number that alone would have made Drake the best debut in over a year. In fact, it's the second highest streaming week of all time, just shy of a record Drake himself set in 2018 with Scorpion's 745 and 92 million streams. And speaking of the past, Drake releases Certified Lover Boy and brings the rapper up the milestone 10th number one album. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, man? So, if you try to compete with Drake, like he said, he's at the top. He knows that you're not at the top because he's the one staring on the top and looking at you from the below, man. You know what I'm saying, man? So this is Drake, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's take a quick break. And then when we come from them, and we're going to talk about the two tracks, the number one tracks, the first songs on the Certified Lover Boy and Donda. You know what I'm saying, man? You know how we do it, man. Stop playing with me. Man, get out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Welcome back to The Rush, man, with myself, Kelvin Chaser, man. This is Freaky Friday edition on Drake and Kanye West beef, man. You know how we do it. Stop playing with me. So anyway, man, I just want to say, Donda. You know what I'm saying, man? So let's talk about the two songs, the first two songs on their albums, man. The Donda Chant and Champagne Poetry. But personally, I just go with Champagne Poetry because he has some lot of bars, man. There's some lot of bars. Like, there's a great way of studying an album. It's a super great way of studying an album. And, you know, Kanye West decided to say Donda, chanting his legacy that is gonna live on no matter what, man. So anyway, the Donda chant got people talking and people crying, man. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what the fuck is happening with this? But anyway, it's art, man. You know what I'm saying? There's no modesty in art. You gotta be all the way in or else your art is just not true. You know what I'm saying? Man, moving on. Chats. You know what I'm saying? So this is a battle between Kanye and Drake. Yeezus and Champagne. You know what I'm saying, man? So to set the record straight, I mean, this is the battle, man. You know what I'm saying? So Kanye West's 10th studio album Donda pulled in over 6 million streams in the US during its first 24 hours on Apple Music after its release Sunday. A source close to the solution tells Billboard that setting a new 2021 record for streaming set. Hold on. 6 million streams in 24 hours. Hey, stop playing with me. So those numbers made Donda Apple Music's third most streamed album ever in the first 24 hours of releasing. And it set another record by topping Apple's Music top albums charts in 152 countries in the time span. Donda, you know what I'm saying, man. So Kanye West's Donda album sets record on Apple Music, Spotify within a day. Who can do that, man? Like, who can seriously do that? Most of all in 152 countries. Kanye, stop doing this shit, man. So 19 songs of the 27 songs on the album also entered the top 20 spots in Apple Music's daily top 100 global songs. You know, so the response was not just on Apple Music, even on Spotify Witness Records. Upon the release of Donda, you know what I'm saying, man? He could have won the battle, but the album is just that. Drake's marketing strategy is out of this world, man. You know, each and every major city in USA had these charts, and also in Nigeria, because the album was also featuring Tems from Nigeria, you know what I'm saying? Certified Lover Boy ends its first week, having its having been released on Friday, September 3rd this year, with 497 million global Spotify chart streams, according to MBW Calculate. Stop playing with me, man. You know, every time I look at Drake, I just see I just see a goat. You know what I'm saying, man? So Kanye West ended at 420 million streams, man. So Drake took it to 497 million streams, you know. So that was enough to comfortably take the second biggest album ever debut crown on Spotify, snatching it away from Kanye West's Donda album, which was itself released on August 29th this year. You know what I'm saying, man? So according to a few star tracking service, Certified Lover Boy ranked in over 430 million audio stream in just 3 days. It took Donda over 8 days to just hit 423. Man, back up, man. Like 430 in just 3 days. While it took Donda to 8 days for 423 million. So it'll only top the Billboard chart for the 1 week before Certified Lover Boy takes its place. Not to say that ye ought to whip in his Cashmere Blankets, Dundas, and plenty of records, including most first days, Spotify streams, 153 million topping Drake's previous LP Scorpion. A few days later, though, Certified reclaimed the Drake's crown on Spotify and Apple Music. Tough luck, Easy. Tough luck. But you know, I'm a fan. So we champagne. You know, champagne. One smaller honors, including the most one-day stream single featuring Girls on Girls, where I'm from. Yeah. You know, we talking about Girls on Girls, man. Received over 6 million day one streams in Spotify. It may soon enjoy the most simultaneous top 10 single, and it's a shoe in for number one on US top album chart. You know what I'm saying? So Drake, congratulations to Drake, and also congratulations to Kanye, man. You both outdid yourself, man. Anyway, this is the Rush with Kelvin Chaser on Freaky Friday edition, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing with me. So, man, let's take a quick break and we will be back. Make sure you like this episode. You put a love on this episode, man. You know what I'm saying? And put a love on this podcast, man. Make sure you leave a comment on Facebook or on Twitter, man, tagging me at Kelvin Chaser. You know what I'm saying, man? I could feature. Man, what did I say? Feature your comment on my next episode, man. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing with me. Stop. Get out of here, man. See you after the break.
Yo, what's up? Baby, let's go.
Welcome back. This is The Rush with Kelvin Chaser, man. Stop playing with me. Man, you know how we already do it, man. Danda. I just feel the need to say it, man. You know what I'm saying? So, let's talk about the Met Gala. You know, I was asking myself for a sec when I saw these pictures of Kim Kardashian in all black mask outfits, you know what I'm saying, man, with somebody, a date, also wearing the all black. So, you know, it's a Donda trademark, you know what I'm saying. So people were asking themselves, prior to Kim and Kanye as draft roll on their marriage and stuff, and whether they decide to separate or not. But seemingly, Kim pulled out with an anonymous man in all black. If it wasn't Kanye, then who was it? You know what I'm saying? And if it wasn't Kanye, how did Kanye receive that shit? Because it could have been him, you know what I'm saying? How did Kanye receive that shit on him, you know what I'm saying? Like, taking his trademark of the Donda album with the wife. Man, if it wasn't Kanye, I'm pretty sure that dude had some guts, you know what I'm saying? So the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star was accompanied by an identifiable masked man who was also dressed head to toe in all black getup. You know what I'm saying? So please, Kim, tell us who the hell is that? Because, like, you know, from afar, it looked like Kanye for a sec. You know what I'm saying? But it was difficult to recognize whether it was him or not. So, Kim, somebody tell Kim and somebody tell Kanye to reveal those faces behind those black masks, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody call Future to tell the mask off. You know what I'm saying, man? So, anyway, Well, I just want to say thank you for being here with me today, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow this podcast and put a love on it, man. Put a love on this episode as well, man. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Kelvin Chaser Music, man. You know what I'm saying? And on Instagram, it's I am Kelvin Chaser. And also on Twitter, it's Kelvin Chaser, man. You don't know how we already do it, man. Start playing on me. Start playing on me. Start. Danda. Man, see you next week on the Choosy Tuesdays on The Rush with Kelvin Chaser. I mean, you know what I'm saying, man. Put a love on this channel. I'm saying again. See you next week, man. It's, you know, it's The Rush, man. It's The Rush.